T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The more possessions we can get for the offense, the better. It's not about us doing anything extra. It's just catching the ones that hit us in the face. And at the same time, I mean, ball searching a little bit more, but just trying to get after it and knowing that that could be a big point, a big part of the game. He hasn't been really been playing in the games, but just effort, you know, going hard, understand his assignment, not pouting, you know, just, you know what I'm saying, understanding it's a business and just trying to do the best that he can to get back on the field. And I think that's what he's done, and I'm just happy for him and can't wait to see him go out there and play.
Big announcement from our fan store, 25% off sale for a limited time. Now you can finish your holiday shopping and save some money. It's a win-win for everyone. Visit 937thefan.com/store right now to grab your exclusive merchandise now before the sale ends. If you're planning a holiday party, this will help. A Smith's Hot Dog Family Prize Pack, including Natural Casing Hot Dogs, Cheddar Best, and Boski Kielbasa, feeds 25. We'll take callers 6 to 412-928-9370 wins that prize. That was Joe Hayden on forcing Tom Brady to turn the ball over, which never happens against the Steelers. 23 touchdowns to one interception in games versus a Mike Tomlin defense for Brady. And also on Artie Burns going back in the lineup. So armed with that information, Chris, as you've heard, the Rivers Casino Sportsbook is open. Craig Riley went down there and put in $500 worth of bets today's show.
Made for an awkward moment today when he sent us pictures of his one slip, and I just assumed he was running late.
He bet a massive parlay that will not hit.
Yeah, I wrote to him, Craig, that you will not win this parlay. But the point is, Craig's wife, who works in the building, was back asking where he was at a certain time when she would expect him to be at his desk. She had an innocuous question, and Craig walked in right as I was diming him out, saying, oh, yeah, he went down to the Rivers and put a quick bet
down. Your husband is at the sportsbook ruining your marriage as we speak. And then he was right behind her, and it was incredibly awkward.
Much appreciated, by the way.
Actually, Craig's at the pornography store right now.
Yeah.
That really didn't help out much either. So anyways,
all of that was a better reason she'd have accepted, by the way.
All of this is to get to the point that the Steelers and Patriots are playing on Sunday, and this will be the first Steelers game with a fully operational sports book here in Pittsburgh. The first bet in the first legal sports bet in Pennsylvania history was placed yesterday morning by a lifelong Steelers fan named David Eldridge. His first bet was on the Patriots, -2.5, for $11,000. Darren Revelle of ESPN asked Eldridge, why is a Steelers fan betting on the Patriots? And he said, quote, over the last 15 years, I've gotten burned too many times. I just hope it's not one of the three games a year the Steelers show up for. Then went on to say this, put it this way. If I manage my companies the way Mike Tomlin coaches this team, I wouldn't have $11,000 to put down on this type of bet. This man, David Eldridge, Chris, is a loser, as far as I'm concerned. He can no longer call himself a Steelers fan. From this day forward, he can no longer be referred to as Steelers fan. He can't call himself a Steelers fan. If you are making an $11,000 bet on the Patriots, that means you are rooting for the Patriots on Sunday. So you're done. If you're betting against your team, you can't call yourself a fan. Anybody out there who bets against the teams they root for, they're not fans. They think with their wallet, and that's fine. But you're not a real fan if you do that. That is not true fan behavior.
I would have expected a more not articulate. That was very articulately stated. I would have expected a more nuanced opinion on the
subject from
you. I have bet
thousands of dollars in my life. Well, not maybe thousands, but I've probably gotten to the hundreds of thousands.
Would you like to try for a third time here?
I'm trying to not get myself in trouble here.
Made bets in your life.
I would say in my life, all told, I've probably wagered close to $100,000 on things. Okay?
100 grand.
All added up, all told.
I mean, that's still a lot for a 30-some-year-old guy.
I have never one time, The whole time, by the way, sports betting has been illegal the whole time I've been doing this.
I have never. So in the last day or so, you've wagered about 100 grand.
I have never, ever bet against Syracuse. I could get information, tremendous information from you right now, that they were throwing the game tomorrow against Old Dominion.
And you wouldn't bet
on them. And they were going to lose, and I would still not bet against them. If you're a fan, you do not do that. If you're a Penguins fan, you can't stop at the Rivers and say.
Have you bet against the Giants?
No.
Mets?
No.
So those are your three. Do you even have a hockey team?
I mean, I would say now I'm a Penguins fan more than anything
else. Would you bet against them?
No.
Man, you're a bit of a rube then.
If I'm on my way to Penguins-Bruins, I am not stopping off at the Rivers to bet Boston. You're not a fan if you do that.
No, you're merely smart. He's going to either – here's what he's going to do. He obviously has the money to throw around, and I like the little humble brag. I run my businesses so well that I can bet $11,000 on one game. Here's what's either going to happen. He'll be correct. The Patriots will win. The only way he loses is if the Patriots win the game 24-23 or something like that. You know, they don't cover, but they win. Then he has the double whammy.
Chris,
his bet lost and the Steelers lost.
Chris,
but
you can't make a big bet against your team and be a fan of them.
Yes,
you cannot.
Yes, you can. Absolutely, you can.
Then you don't care about sports that. Then you don't care about being a fan that much.
Okay. There are worse charges to be levied against a person than not being so ardent and crazy that they wouldn't make a bet against their team. That's fine. This guy's either going to make like whatever he'll make on the money line for this.
Right.
Or the Steelers are going to win, and I suspect he will be happy on some level because the Steelers
beat the
Patriots.
He makes an $11,000 bet if he were going to that game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's going to watch it either way. If he's watching that game, who is he rooting for?
I don't know.
He has to root for the Patriots.
If he's got the kind of money to – if he's got
he's
that kind of coin
just
to
throwing
throw
away money.
If he's that successful – he said business is. If he's that successful, $11,000 might be like you
don't make
$100.
This guy out to be, you know
– Warren Buffett
Bill
here?
Gates here. Yes. You cannot convince me that –
You're a real fan. You're what you are. You're a smart person who's willing to divorce yourself from your own kind of emotional impulses if you're willing to make a bet that of that much money.
I got into sport. One of the reasons I got into sports is because I cared about the teams I followed so intensely. And people that define or describe themselves that way make up the vast majority of our audience. That is why this station and this show exists, because you have people that are so diehard about the teams they grew up caring and rooting for.
Yeah, fan is short for fanatic. I'm well
aware. And that
is
why anybody who would put themselves in mm-hmm. that club cannot bet against their team.
It's a good thing I work for the station so that we have a nice counterweight to your lunatic rambling here about the nature of fandom, because you can absolutely be a big, ardent fan of a team and place a sizable bet against them when that team's entire history against a particular
Craig,
opponent.
Craig, would you feel comfortable
doing
that?
Hold on, don't bring him in yet, because all he is the voice of the people. You know he's on your side. You can be a fan of a team, and when history suggests that betting against them is in your best financial interests, you can make that bet
that
and still call yourself
say,
a fan.
At that point, you just say, I like football. I like betting on football. I'm not really a fan of anybody. I just go where I think the money gets made. You're not a true Steelers fan if you're betting against them every
Sunday.
I'm
a true Steelers fan and a true Browns fan, and I could easily bet against both of those teams if I felt it was in my
Craig, would you be comfortable betting against the Steelers?
I would prefer to do it. That way, if they win, I'm happy. If they lose, I'm happy.
See, that's just
Craig,
total
Craig,
BS
I
to
am
me.
Incredibly and pleasantly surprised by your answer here. The team I love the most is the Pitt Panthers hoops team. I've always loved basketball the most. I would bet against them in a heartbeat if I thought I could make money.
So you're telling me you're happy either way. You could sit down. Whatever number, let's say $500 is a big number for you, Craig. You could sit down and make a $500 bet on the Patriots Sunday and feel good about watching them win.
I would be happier if the Steelers won, but winning the money would at least give me some satisfaction still at the end of the day.
I know this guy thinks
of
his wallet.
I think you're now
he puts fantasy ahead of, like, he puts fantasy
ahead
of
things. Have you rooted against one of your favorite teams, the Giants, I'll use for this example, for the purposes of fantasy football?
No.
Even if you got a ton of money on the line? I think you're either lying or I don't even admire your conviction because it's so financially imprudent.
I walk away from opportunities to, in my opinion, make money. if it means betting against my team.
I actually don't know now if I should feel sad because I just am such an emotionless void that I don't feel that way about my teams.
I want to know what people have to say about this. If you make a bet against the Steelers, are you a Steelers fan? Can you call yourself a fan?
Not only are you a real fan,
412-928-9370.
You're a real smart fan.
412-928-9370. If you're making a big bet against the Steelers on Sunday, that means you're rooting for the Patriots. And if you're a Steelers fan, how in the world do you justify that?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.